small things that God can take to use into big things. It's not just an abstract idea, is it? It happens. Those are just a few of the stories of the ways in which God can take that little mustard seed of faith, that little mustard seed of hope that we have, and turn it into something incredible. The kingdom of God is much bigger than us. It's bigger than the church. It's bigger than anything we can imagine. But it all happens and starts and grows with these little things that happen. So, we want you to take something away that's going to remind you of this. We need 2-3 volunteers. Who's feeling, in a distributive manner, led to spread things around? Jade and Terry, come on. Fantastic. We need one more. Who's feeling bold and in a sharing mood? You don't have to be old. You don't have to be young. You can be any age you like. Go for it, Ruth.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Now, my beautiful assistant here.
Jake.
No, yeah. You. We are going to distribute to you four things, actually. One, some mustard seeds. Don't eat them. You can eat them, don't, because they won't grow then. Two. Right, so we need, remember, what is it we need to make a mustard seed grow? Soil. So we thought about soil, and then we thought, yeah, we're going to get in real trouble if we start dishing out compost in church, aren't we? So instead we've got organic cotton wool that is compostable, okay? So a compostable seed pot and some cotton wool. Here's one I prepared earlier. So we've got soil, then we want water. We have around us, don't forget, out the window we have plenty of. What else do we need?
Time.
Excellent. Good. So those are the components that we will have. Now, guys, do you want to start sharing these around? And I'm going to explain a little bit more about what all of these things mean. Right. So the trick is you put one of these in here, drop a couple of seeds in, and then just give it a quick squirt.
And then just give that to people.
Okay?
Sure.
You can manage that.
Oh, well. Where are you headed, Jaden?
You're going to go on this side here. Marvellous. I'll come over here, guys.
That's fine. So, pass it on. I'm going to make a suggestion here about how we think about these mustard seeds and all the things that go with making them grow. So the first thing we need, again, is, apart from the seed, obviously, is the pot or the soil. That's like this church family, this community. We need that environment in which something can grow. We don't do all of any of this on our own. I think all of the stories we've heard today have involved people together. They don't involve people on their own. I'm going to have a lot of talking while this goes on, I can tell. That's all right. We don't do anything on our own. We always do it with other people of God. We're not alone. So, got the seed, we've got the soil. What's the other thing we need? Again, remind me.
Water.
I think the water's like prayer. You need to water things regularly for them to grow. Okay, if you've got a garden in this country, you probably don't need to water it that often because we get plenty of rain. But the point is, we need plenty of moisture for plants to grow. We need plenty of prayer to see things happen. It's faithfulness and steadiness in prayer. We don't necessarily see answers to prayers like that. It does happen sometimes. I'm not saying it doesn't happen at all. But actually, most of the changes that we ever see happen come because we have prayed for a long period of time. In the same way with most plants, you don't water them once and leave them. This is why plants die in my family, because we remember to water them about once every 6 months, and in between whiles they die. So daily watering, or weekly watering, or monthly watering, depending on the plant, is vital to growth. Air. Yes, I know, I got in there ahead of you on that one. Air is like the word of God. We breathe it in all the time, air. And we should be doing the same with the Bible. This is the word of God. This guides us, this encourages us, this challenges us. It warns us, it gives us hope, gives us direction. It tells us the story of what God is doing in our lives and has been doing since the creation of the world. We need to be breathing that in constantly. So we need the fellowship. We need prayer. We need the word of God. But we also need, what was the other thing? What was the other thing that we need on top of all of those three? Well, there's time, but there was one other thing before that. Sunshine. And sunshine is, I think in this, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to work in us. He guides us in our prayer. He helps us to understand the scriptures. He builds us up as a body. We need the Spirit of God shining on us. We need to be seeking him daily. And then the last one, yes, time. We need persistence. Prayer isn't a one-off thing. Hope isn't a one-off thing. Fellowship isn't a one-off thing. It's something we do over and over again. We need to be persistent. We need to trust God that things will come in his timing. And that may be days or months or weeks, years, maybe even decades. But faithfulness in prayer and in fellowship and in the word, we will see the kingdom of God coming in our lives in different ways and at different times. It's not a quick thing. It doesn't happen overnight. But it does happen. And remember that whole thing about the mustard seed? The roots going out, the tendrils going out under the ground before anything appears above ground. Or that God is working even when we don't see him and we don't hear him, as in the song that Tanya opened with. That's the truth. We might not see it. We might not feel it. We might not be experiencing all the wonderful things that we think we should. But that doesn't mean that God isn't at work. That's what faith is about. So, has everybody got their mustard seed in their pot? If you haven't, my beautiful assistants are coming around to provide you with one. I want you to take that home. And I want you, every time you see it, to remember, what is your own mustard seed in your life at the moment? What's the thing you've been praying for but haven't seen yet? What's the thing that you hope for, that you've got just about enough faith to believe that God might do it, but you haven't seen it yet? Think about that thing and pray about it and offer it to God every time you see that pot. Remember to water the pot regularly. In time, when you start seeing things sprout, and you will do in the next few days or so, in the next week or so, think about planting it out into a pot, getting some compost and putting it in that, because then it'll grow more strongly. Keep looking at it. When you see it regularly, stick it somewhere where it's going to get plenty of sunlight, maybe in your kitchen or your bathroom or your bedroom or your study or the living room. Wherever you're going to see it regularly, just come back, look at it, and let it be a reminder to you of that thing that you're praying for. And in time, when the weather's a bit warmer, plant it out in your garden. But put it in a pot, because you don't want it, because it will take over your garden, all right? Be warned, these plants do spread like billy-o. They're almost as bad as raspberries, and I can tell you that from experience. So keep them in a pot. Put them in your garden, so every time you go out in the summer and the spring and you see that plant growing, it will remind you to pray for that thing. And it may be just one thing, it may be 100 things, but just remember those things that God has put on your heart, those little mustard seeds, and come back and pray about them regularly.